Blog Talk Radio.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, film, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.
Diva JC here in Boynton Beach, Florida, with four very astute women, beautiful women who have performed worldwide and together in an ensemble, which is absolutely incredible that three of them. I know, I just met Cynthia, but we've been on each other's path for a very long time. And the mission of Women in Jazz South Florida is to gather the women musicians and get their music heard by multitudes. So we promote women musicians. And this radio show, Music Woman Live on Blog Talk Radio, is in its, this is about my 350th interview, somewhere around there. So I have four beautiful women here with me. I'm going to start with the lady who instigated all of this. I'm going to open up the mic for her. Open your mic, Joan Faulkner. Okay. And Joan and I are namesakes. And we got together and poof, here's the magic. So, Joan, I'm going to introduce everyone individually. And then I'm going to come back to you and ask you to talk about the book, Three Ladies of the Blues. So the next lady, I believe, is Joanne Bell. Joanne, unmute. And Joanne and Joan are calling in from Germany. So Joanne, how long have you known Joan? Okay, forever. This is an eternal relationship. Gotcha. Now, I'm not sure which one goes next. Is it Cynthia or is it Harriet? It's Cynthia. Okay, so Cynthia, unmute your mic. Okay, and how long have you known Joan and Joanne? Mm-hmm. Okay. And so Cynthia is calling from Savannah, Georgia. And then from California, where in particular are you calling from, Harriet Lewis? Yes, open your mic. Sacramento. Now pull your screen down a little bit. Oh, okay. Oh. Well, you need a pillow. But anyway, now how long have you known Joan? She was on stage with Ray Charles. Oh, okay. And so, what year was that, Joan? What year? So wait a minute. So, Harriet, what did you think when you saw Joan? Okay. Now, when did you meet Joanne? Okay. So now that we've entered, you're calling from Sacramento, there is a guest, Reverend A. Jones Pierre, who is here. That's your guest. Perfect. Okay, so Joan, tell us about this book that you have written. Dennis Swinglow, stop, 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 stop. You know, this circle is so tiny. It's a tiny little circle. So I'm in Hopper and Dennis Swinglow with Dennis. And Dennis is not well, okay? Dennis is on his last leg. And I'm only there sitting in, really. Honestly, I think I was there 3 days. He took me to Kiel to do. And when we got back to the Dennis Swing Club, he says, you know, Joan, you should take this club on. I'm like, it is too cold in Hamburg for me. Okay, I'm from New York. I left New York in 1970. Cold. But Dennis was, I mean, I would love to know his story. And who has the story? No, but okay, so I just had to interject my Dennis Swing Glow. Yeah. Did you? Yes, I had a ball there. I'm telling you, with him. There was a piano player here named Ernie Goldsmith. He knew every song in every key. Dennis knew every song. John hit. So listen, I'm going to play the song, The Ladies of Blues, just for a break, because this is a radio show, and we're supposed to be playing music. So we'll be back in 5 minutes. If you want to take a break, you can do that. Or you can chat in the chat room. Look to see at the bottom. You'll see chat. And you can chat with each other while I'm playing The Three Ladies of the Blues. And it will all be part of the recording. The video. You see it? Find it. Now mute your mics while I play the music. Okay, so here we go.
This is dedicated to the ladies of blues. In the early 1900s, black women spread the news. I come into big hall. This is dedicated to my one and only love. One more time. Shot.
The Ladies of the Blues, and that's why I was holding up my book, Blues Women, the First Civil Rights Workers, because these women were the first women to stand up and say, I'm a whole person, and you're going to love me. So ladies, unmute yourselves, and let's get back to talking. Okay, so tell us how the show goes. Tell us a little, give us a little. I tell you what, I got a better question. What is your favorite segment of the show? Each one. Now I'm going to start with Joanne. What's your favorite segment? Unmute. You have to unmute. She's not unmuted. Unmute. We can't hear you. I knew I shouldn't have started with her. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh. That's probably an accomplishment, right? Well, we're vocalists. Come on, people. Yeah, go, good time. Okay. Now, Harriet, what's your favorite moment? That's what's wrong with my foot right now. So how does it go? Give me a moment. Give me a note. Okay. Cynthia, what's your favorite moment? Well, I'm a medley singer. If I have a fault, if you ask musicians, what's wrong with Joan besides the fact that I cuss a lot, but I throw medleys at musicians and their heads are spinning because if it's in the same key, I sing five or six songs, you know? So what were the other two songs? What were the other two? Everything Must Change, My Pleasure, and Fear. Oh, that was it. Right. Beautiful. Beautiful. I think Gerald taught me medley. Harriet. But Joan. Now, I know the whole show is your thing. What this is what I want to know, because I always say that putting a show together and the musicians, see, I mostly worked with men until the last 15 years. What moment did you feel like you were hurting cats? Like you were trying to pull them in. Did they ever, it was never like that. See, because let me tell you why. Because these are mature women. They're not children. They're not trying to impress somebody. They have reached a stage in life where if I'm not having fun, it ain't worth doing it.
Yes.
Women. These women. These women. Okay, pull it back. Pull back. There you go. Now I see it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was with her at Marion's in Switzerland. What a night that was. Talk about her, because she's from the generation almost between Bessie and us. She's in a generation almost of her own. Almost. You know, there are some blues singers out there. Like Millie Jackson is a great blues singer. I mean, she's bad with the mouth, but she's a great blues singer. Coco Taylor. We can name them. There's a girl down here named Kat Riggins. She's off the chain. We just lost Alice Day and Juanita Dixon, who was Blues Mama here. I knew Evelyn Blakey. I learned Wild Women Don't Get the Blues from her. Then there's Francine Reed in Atlanta. Oh, Francine Reed is tough. You know, I'm a handful. There are some great, but I'm going to tell you something. And I know you know this. Because you were in Europe, you had the opportunity to really exploit your showmanship. So many blues singers here singing these little dinky joints. I'm talking about Rita Graham, who sang with Ray Charles. Lives in Atlanta and works in these little dives. You had the opportunities to be on grand stages in great halls. Here, the sisters don't get to do that. That's right. Much more. The flowers. Oh, the flowers. But this is why I keep putting these up, because these are my books. And I've been trying to get these books into school since 2009. Can't do it. Cannot do it. They will not put my books in school. Okay. So I started this magazine, Music Woman Magazine. This is the second one. This is the first one with Gaylin McKinney from Detroit. And this is Music Man Magazine. And I am driven to get this printed material to keep it in the public's eye. You know, so your book is a jewel. We each of you needs to write a book. But I want to change the subject for a moment and make sure that you put the link. Do you have your website up with the book yet? All right, when it's ready, we're going to pump it hard, because Joan Faulkner is my newest member. No, because Sasha Dalton came in after you. Sasha Dalton, I've been trying to get her since 2007, and I finally got her. But Joan is one of our newest members of Women in Jazz, South Florida. And I promote. I mean, that's what I do. That's why you're here right now. So what I want to do is switch the subject to this. All of you teach. Is that right? You teach? Oh, Joanne, please tell us, what do you teach? Who do you teach? Tell us. Yes. Really? And what does that entail? That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I wish I could get Jeannie Cheatham in with you, because she just turned 93 and she lives in a assisted living. She's still getting around and everything. And you talk about feisty. My goodness, she's 93. I want to be her when I grow up. I don't want to be like her. I want to be her. So, Joan, you have students, is that correct? Okay. Mm-hmm. Of course. But the composer who performed it, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. We have somebody in the queue. I'm going to bring them in. Hi, 954. Would you like to say something?
Yes. Hello, everyone. How are you? This is Gwendolyn Tucker, and I am the new administrator for Women in Jazz, and I just love it. I'm working very, very hard to bring the organization into the 20th century or the 21st century now, and to increase our memberships and just to have women that are in music just have a wonderful time in this organization. And I have seen a lot of the musicians, the composers, have been all over the website, and I am loving this organization.
Well, thank you, Gwen. Now, I understand that some people listening to the radio show cannot hear the women on Zoom. And the women on Zoom cannot hear the radio show. So here's what I'm going to do. Once
okay.
this is over at 5 o'clock, which is 15 more minutes, and I've got a piece of music, so we only have about 10 minutes to talk, I'm going to take the recording, the Zoom recording, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it together with what was said on the radio. So this Zoom recording will be about an hour and a half on YouTube.
Oh.
But you've got to give me time enough to do all of the editing, okay? So I'll work it out so that you'll be able to hear what she said, and everybody on the radio will be able to hear what you said because I'll upload it again, okay? So everybody, now, in the right, and Gwen, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you. She's really helped me a lot in the last month. So everybody put your website in the chat. Yeah, you have a website. Type it in the chat. Now, so that I don't get away without doing this, I'm going to play Move On Down the Line, but I'm going to play that at the end. So does anybody want to strike up a conversation, and we'll just hope that people can hear you on the radio, even though they're saying that they can't reconnect. No. And I want to say that I knew Lee Brown too, Cynthia, but I met him with Harriet and Nate Perkins and Pop. So, see, we have the same piano teacher, so we are like in the same graduation class, you know. But has anybody else besides Cynthia worked in Asia, China, Japan? Yeah. Okay. What about you, John? Did you ever go to Asia?
Right.
You have to get the website up, Three Ladies of the Blues. You got to get it up and let me know so we can put this video there, and you have video of your shows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to get that website up. Do you need help with that? Because you know that's what I do. But I charge for that. I just had to say that. That was. No. This is free, though. This right here, this is free. So, Cynthia, I want to tell you that we have a mutual friend, Sandra Kay. And Sandra Kay took me to Shanghai and put me at CJW. And I lived and I survived China three times. So that's it. Yeah. 2 minutes. Oh, Jasmine Jen. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so now, ladies, we might have to do this again, but I'm going to play Move On Down the Line, and we can do this next month if you want to. I am here at your service, but I do ask that Cynthia and Joanne and Harriet consider becoming members of Women in Jazz South Florida. Is $60 a year, which is about $1 a week. And I promote. Okay, so we gotta go. But thank you, ladies. You will have this. Why does it say I have 36 minutes left? That's a lie. It is 7 minutes. Y'all, but wait a minute, before we go, let's take a full screen shot. So I need everybody to give me their best look and sexy look. Sit back, give me that good. Sit back and give me that bright smile. Yeah, get up. Ready, set. Ready, set, go. Hold it. Don't move. You can move now. Okay, so don't hang up. I'm going to play Move On Down the Line. And thank you, ladies. This was a great show. Great. Okay.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events.